Still Game 2002, Season 6, Episode 7. One in, one out, Honesty Town. See, if you fell in Twilight, you come out with a salmon in your mouth. I'm gonna look out to me good suit. Baby's crying background. Never thought to find myself in a bloody baby store. I know. It's like a supermarket. They got everything. Toys, prams, sterilizers. It's mental. There's Tams down a financial hole. No? You mothers, they want all this stuff. It gives me peace of mind. Everything's going to be perfect, you know. What about this? No. We're getting something to wear. What about this? It's a wee bit, wee gold, for God's sake. You grow into it. Aye, in about 12 bloody years. Ah, we're getting a wee sleep suit. There is change. So, which one of you is the new grandfather? Nah, it's your pal that's had a baby. Your pal? Aye, he's 70. It was in the paper. Oh, I read about that. They have the work cut out for them there. Not off. Cheery boy. Here, Jack. Look at this. £125. Clown. It's a clown. It's obvious it's a clown. Your clown. Have you seen the price of cots? I cannot tell you how much I fucked out of baby stuff this week. I've got to make savings somewhere. Has Francis seen this? Not yet, no. There's plenty sticking out. Everything at time. Aye, what the hell's this? Bend that back in. Francis is going to take one look at that. Order you to smash it up. How is she? My father built my cult. It's a tradition. Your father was a joiner. Oh, shut up. Here's an idea. Why don't you get a foolish bit of string, wrap up all this shite up, make a mobile for a wee baby. Telephone rings. Tam Mullen. Oh, 200. Ha-ha, yes. Oh, that sounds nice. How would we be paying for that? Business class? Of course business class. Aye. A room? No. You see, we need a suite because we're taking the baby with us. Right then. Speak to you in the morning. What's my bit? Spy, boys. This side or that side? What are you talking about? Gonna be on Lorraine Kelly. What does Lorraine Kelly went with the likes of you? Chris Francis, Britain's oldest mother. His news are going to take us down and put us in a fancy hotel. Honestly, Tap? See, if you tell fell in the Clyde, come up with salmon in your mouth. I'm gonna look out to me. Oh, good suit, fabric tears, Victor. And Jack laughs, soft music plays in background. Lane Kelly, I tell you this, Jack, town may be down there. Robbing soldiers famous. They cannot do what we're gonna doing. Do what? We're not doing anything. Exactly. Tam's not gonna have any time to do, just do nothing. Sit, relax and with a book and a can baked up. No, for a newborn. See, what Tam has done is he took the nature order and he snapped it. The way it's supposed to work is if you're born, you grow up, you get a wife. Then you have weans, then you go to work the tits off, bring them up. Then they leave, then you get to sit on your ass, smashing eye. Tam's got it all upside down. I mean, what an age is he? 17, new wean, by Christ. I mean, what's he going to do, right? With a baby 16, full of himself and giving it. I'm going out to get streaming drunk and smashing windows and sniff glue. Tam sitting there, well, to his 80s, giving it, no, I am your old bastard. And you're not going to do anything about it. So Tam's like that. He gets up arms like knitting needles. I'll stick one on your bloody chin. Boy goes, sit on your arse, you total prick. I rifle through your pockets. Don't bear thinking about it, does it? I need your strength to keep a boy in line. You've got to be young. I wonder what slavery pays a time for all the tea in China. No, me neighbour. Telephone rings, who's that? Hello, all right? No, I don't know what you should do either. Piss off. Tam. I asked them in the hotel. He says he didn't know whether to have a big steak sent to the room. Beast in the vineyard bar. Or have a splash in the jacuzzi, cheering. Come up after the break. Come on, break. I'm going to be meeting a couple who just had a lovely wee baby. Where's the news in that, I hear you ask. Well, the mother is a baby 64 years old, age. Makes her Britain's oldest mum. Be right back. Here, you think they're paying them? Tams they talk about here. Here, they've wrangled a fee, aye. Hotel flights up and down to London. I don't think they pay guests on that any of their type shows. The Crane can be hooving all the money out for herself. Aye, you're right, aye. Be nothing left for any silly bastard. Yeah, she must be padded. Aye, she's padded. A wee ride into the bargain, aye. She's mumpsy and plumbable. They drive me off like me nuts. She's me number two after Judy Finnegan. Away, for Christ's sake, you can take Judy Finnegan over Lane Crelly. It's like refusing a Ferrari and taking a Morris Minor. Yeah, you're forgetting Jack the Morris Minor. Got the big sticky out headlamps. I could give you that. Still to come. Season Sussy Choose with our Mark for the High Street, of course. First, though, let's meet Francis and Tam Mellon and their beautiful new baby. Got so gorgeous. What have you called him? Well, he's only 1 week old, but he's still negotiating. I like Christopher Frederick Crawford, and really, I really like Angus. I like the sound, quite noble, but Tam doesn't agree. What name are you holding up for then, Tam? Tam I. It gives you, look, there's Big Tam, a Wee Tam, an Old Tam, a Young Tam, if you like. Right, I quite like Augustus. No, Tam, okay. Francis, what is it like being Brighton's oldest mother? 64 is quite strange. We never planned it, that's for sure. Oh no, we did not. Hope you don't mind me saying, you know, you're both no long young. Have you got friends to help you out with babysitting things? Quite tricky. I got my sister, and she lives down the coast. Tam doesn't have any family, but he's got a good pal, Isla. I sure would love to babysit. Isn't that right, Isla? Oh, it's official, Isla. It's been on the telly. First in line for using. That'd be bloody right. If he comes to me door looking for a weak babysitter, I'd know being in. So how are you coping sleepless nights? Well, I know. Been checking myself for it, Lorraine. I am a wee bit set in my ways. I like a can of beer. Well, a few cans, really. So during the night, I generally comatose, dying a bit out. She'll be getting up. I not even hear it greeting. It, I say, greed and Tam is getting called it. Oh, how. He's called the wee in it and then the television, Francis. Now, you've been a lot of media attention over this affair, hasn't there? You're on here, I imagine, with what companies you've been in touch. You know, offering you complimentary baby items. So what I really wanted to talk to you about. Whoa. Put your foot in the brakes, sweetheart. What was that about complimentary baby items? Well, when something so special, you know, like this happens, big companies fall over themselves, associate their goods with you. So you get a free baby items, toys, nappies, that kind of thing. Has that not happened? No. How do we go about that? Well, I'm sure they'd be in touch. So let me give you these in case you need to get in touch. 0411 946 0200. We can't give that out in the air, Sash. Yes, we thought Tam and Francis Mellon, 25 Rack Road, Redland. Tam, you can't do that. The doorbell's not working. Give it a door tap. Or knocking. Hello, visitor. Are you in? All right, Francis here. Hello, Tam. Oh, how's the wee bundle joy there? He's grand, Jack. Thanks. We're really good on the telly. Here's a couple of keepsakes. Our mugs, aye. Lifted them off the table. You need to give them a rinse about. They're still dirty. Welcome, yous. Come on, do us a favour, huh? Seeing her coming out after the ween for a couple of hours? Well, we're kind of busy. We're gonna ask Isla, but she's not in. No in? On Thursday, Isla. She's normally in. Lila, bastard. Thing, we need to go into town and meet a media agent. Media agent? Aye. Phone's been ringing off the hook, says Wayne Kelly. Company's phoning us up. Want to do deals with ClearCut products. Nappies and that. Baby stuff is big. How long are you going to be away? Without the ween, we'll be in and out for 2 hours. 2 hours. Look at that wee soul. Sound asleep. Aye, but how for long? How long, Jack? How long he'd be sound asleep now? For a good 3 or 4 hours, I just fed him. If he wakes, just hold it up. If he wakes, just heat up the bottle in his bag. Give him it and he'll go back over. Heat up his bottle now. He sighs heavily. Aye, we'll do it. Done it. Aye, thanks. Right. Is that the time? I better be getting off to the boogies. Hold the lift. So do we, Cap? We're offering 2 years commitment. Never to buy single nappy. Thanks, Susan. Finally, Brian. Brian is the first taste baby foods. What's happened to you both? Well, it's a bloody miracle. Yeah, first taste baby foods. We'd like to wish you well. Now, having a baby can be a stressful time. We'd like to be the ones to help. You know, what would help me? What's that? Was the cash? Was the cash? Aye. Let me tell you a bit about my background. I'm a dirty, miserable bastard. I'm famous for it. I come from a long line of tight asses. It's my blood. I'd like to think when the wee fella, when he grows up too, he'd be a dirty, miserable bastard. My good lady here is Britain's oldest mother. Now, that's worth something. I know you know that. Free nappy, bibs, food, talcum, aye, nay. Anyone want to talk about money today? You cleave very shrewd man, Mr. Mullen. So I would like to revise our offer. How does this sound? A 5-year advertising campaign funded by you and your wife. Your baby's image on every jar we sell. From every jar we sell, we pay you 1p. 1p? 1p a jar? 1p a jar. How many jars do you sell them in a year? 12 million. Can I borrow your calculator, please? Baby screams and cries. There's no use. I can still hear it. It's like a bloody fire alarm. It's cutting through me like a knife. I'm going to kill that bastard, his skinny wife, when he gets back in. It's 4 hours. You need to do something. Well, it's greeting night. Why is it greeting like that? I don't know. Maybe it's shake itself. Well, I'm not looking getting involved in that. No, me either. I went and banged the hell's door again. She know what to do. I'm going to get the bottle. I'll open this door. We know you're in there. Jack Senior. Hello, Victor. What is it? You know fine well what it is. Come and give us a hand. The baby's pulling down. Place down. Baby continues screaming and crying. There, my wee Nan. Come on now. No shudder. You're a genius, Jack. Come see this, Jack. Oh, Jack. You're right. There's hell of a fright you give me. I'm sorry. No. There's nothing to apologize for. I thought you were dead. That kitchen. I don't know what happened. I just fell. The lights go out. Why it calls that, Doctor? We don't know. We need to find out why he blacked out. We're going to put him in the ward. The next thing will be an anagram. A hologram? Nothing to worry about yet, Mr. Jarvis. We inject some dye and check that your valves are working. Very routine. So is his heart. It might be. That's what we're going to find out. Now, I'm afraid you're going to have to excuse us. Victor, how are you feeling? I know bad. How long have you been sitting there? 3 hours. Up away on the road. Just like going for his Bobby there. Oh, no, I stayed with you. I've been no die with you. On you go. Right. I go to your house and let myself in. I'll get your jammies and that. You know, I'll get you food, a magazine, juice. I'll do you up a wee kit bag. Oh, and bring your tranny. I come straight back and jelly beans. You love them. 10 o'clock at night, Victor. You couldn't do that in the morning. No, I'm going to do it in the night. You don't, same for me. You've got to watch out for each other, Jack. We have not got anything else. It'd be away for 1 hour. Thanks, Victor.
Never bother, Jack. Dwayne's seen him. Morning, Jack. Morning, Victor. I know. I took a dizzy turn. I was even in the hospital last night. I went down the stairs, head first, both unconscious. Never made it to bus stop. Yeah, way, yeah, but stupid bastard. So what's me? My enemies, no juice and no gender babies. Are you right? I bashed a couple of ribs. I mean, right wrist is humped. Oh, and there's a rub. I till get out of my endogram and thingy babies. Oh, Jack's side. It's my fault. I should have pissed off in the bookies and left them. I feel bad now. If anyone's to blame, it's there. If they have opened the door, taken ween. In this might have never happened. 1 pence a jar, I should have pushed for 2. You know what, you bastard? You bull hair away from getting a boot in those stones. Wow. What's the boys there lying up in the hospital? All you think about, how much money are you going to make? Steady on, Winston. I worried about Jack and Victor and all. Selfish of me, I you. You all, I been selfish for Tam, because I cannot. Didn't want to drag his weans down to hell. A freezing cold day. This is that. How is selfish? I don't see why I'm getting the blame for this. A wean is all your responsibility. He's only a week old and already you're dumping him off like a foot on a fork. You know, dump him no on anyone. Buddy Jack and Victor are friends of mine. I trust him. I don't just go leaving my vein with anybody. Miss Mullen, your baby's off it, gone off its nut. Dad, old Fiona, I thought I'd said, told you to stay at home. How are you feeling? I feel tired, darling. How long is it, the operation, doctor? I cannot say. Generally, it's fairly routine. But I know, kid on you, but a patient at this age, creature, there's a good deal more risk involved. We're going to do our best for him. But we really need to go, don't worry. Well, I am worried. It's me dad, he's old. I'm going to bleed shit quick. Where's the bloody hell are you going? Going to Jean, Victor, it's time. No, it's no. Try, darling. Kind of need you him for a wee bit longer. Jack, out the way, Victor. Nah, get down those stairs, Jack. Back off, you spooky bitch. Come on, get shift your ass, quick shoving. Fiona, darling, Victor, Jackie boy, good to see you again. How are you feeling? Dad, I was right there. There's something else that was. Where? Up there, saw your mother. Aye, she's young. Just where you remember her. That's good, Dad. He called her a spooky bitch. Did he? Indeed, I did not. I did. If I had called her that, what was that supposed to have happened? Up there, I called you Miss. Mrs. of spooky bitch, aye. You shoved me down the stairs. You're off your tits on morphine, Jack. So much choice. I'm 64. I'm Britain's oldest mum. And when you're that bit older, you're that bit wiser. That's why the obvious choice for your baby, Tam Jr. has to be first taste, original organic selection. First taste still brings it in after all these years. You old fox and cut great. Well done, that's terrific. Thank you very much. So when do the new jars hit the shelves then? Oh, it'll be about 3 weeks. As of the same time, the effort's coming out. Excuse me. Hello, what's wrong? You got a paper? Give me the paper. What paper? Oh, shit, cut that. That's us out of here. Come on, let's go. I do it for half a pence a jar. This one, the most prone region on earth. How far are we now for the fire now? I can see the trees have been completely scorched and blackened. I just pulled a piece of Amazon just on the other side of this hill.